Yeah, I could absolutely see that. So let's switch over to Judge Greenalge for a minute. First, is the courthouse physically open right now?
The courthouse is physically open, but it's closed to most litigants. We have a drop box outside the inner door, so if you need to drop off documents or pleadings, you can drop them there, and we will pick them up. And we are allowing parties filing emergency requests to come into the courthouse itself.
Okay.
If you come, you'll be met by a bailiff who's going to ask you some questions to determine if you suffer or are suffering from COVID in presently, and if you're not, you'll certainly be allowed in. If you are, you may not be allowed in. But we have lots of points of access as well.
Okay. And are you hearing any cases right now actually at the courthouse at all?
We're not hearing cases at the courthouse for the most part. Under Supreme Court's order that was issued on the 27th, the courthouses are only open to individuals filing for emergency relief and who remain scheduled for in-person proceedings. What we are requesting in most cases is that parties appear telephonically rather than in person for the safety of court staff and the safety of themselves. We're trying to avoid having any type of gathering within the courthouse.
Can I interject one second, Greg?
Sure, absolutely.
The Superior Court is doing the same thing with emergent orders. For example, if you needed to file a mechanic's lien or if you needed to get an attachment on a piece of property where you needed some form of injunctive relief from the court, they're certainly accepting all those filings. They're getting them to the judges. And then if there needs to be, almost always they're going to deal with those telephonically. And I have yet to encounter a case in which they felt the need to bring the public in, but the ability of people, for example, if you need to get an attachment on a property before it's sold, the court will make itself available and allow that to happen.
Yeah.
So basically, business is still being conducted through the court system. It's just being conducted in a different way.
Well, we are still conducting business here in the circuit court. I sit here in Conway and also in Berlin. But we're on, in terms of the actual proceedings that we're hearing, quite limited. We're only hearing proceedings that are necessary to protect constitutional rights of criminal defendants. So those would be defendants who are incarcerated and need bail hearings or trials or enter into plea agreements so they can be released. And we're also doing hearings that relate to protection of individuals for their health and safety, so domestic violence hearings, stalking hearings, and hearings having to do with child-related emergencies such as those in divorce and parenting cases or abuse and neglect cases. And the abuse and neglect cases, we're doing the initial and adjudicatory hearing, so the cases that determine whether the child is going to be removed from the home. But if the child is not removed from the home, we're not doing the hearing. So we're pretty limited in what we're doing, just focusing on emergencies that relate to people's health and safety as well as the, you know, serious constitutional rights like loss of liberty.
Okay, so I imagine that you're still in a lot of matters, especially family law, you're still taking like ex parte motions and things like that for people?
Yeah, we're still accepting ex parte motions, and we're doing some family law proceedings. We're under an order that that goes from April 7th to May 4th, and we're allowed to use our discretion in some cases to do some proceedings. So, for example, status conferences, trial management conferences to help parties get ready for trial. We're able to do those telephonically. And that's something we would normally do, even not in an emergency, do those hearings telephonically. They're brief and usually don't involve any substantial evidence. So we are you know, trying to move cases forward as best we can. We're getting ready after May 4th to start doing plea agreements telephonically for criminal defendants who are not being incarcerated. So things like DUIs or driving violations, things like that, we'll be working on doing the pleas telephonically and in some trials if necessary. But, a large percentage of cases, such as all civil cases, landlord and tenant hearings, those types of things are all suspended for now.
Okay, and how about, like, basic traffic violation stuff?
Right, so until May 4th, we won't be doing any arraignments or accepting any pleas on those. Obviously, if it's just a hand ticket, then you can do a plea by mail. You can send it in with your fine. That's accepted, of course, because you don't have to appear. But if it's a type of a violation where you have to appear at court for an arraignment, that's not being heard yet, and we won't know until after May 4th when the governor makes a determination about whether he's going to extend the state of emergency or not, how we'll be addressing those.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, back to Paul for a second, and then we'll probably take a quick break here in a few minutes. Specifically, going to a landlord situation, if you're having a difficulty with a tenant, or you're looking to evict or plan to evict, what would you recommend?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting time because it's going to take time to get to court to resolve matters, many different kinds of civil matters. And my suggestion is to look at the big picture, and that a landlord in many of these cases, their best move is to come to an agreement with the tenant as to a time in which they're going to agree to leave the property, and come to an agreement on that, come to an agreement on what's going to happen with the financial ramifications of the transaction, and have a firm date on which a writ of possession can be issued for the tenant to leave. Because I think to wait to go through the process right now, there's much more certainty in that than there is in waiting for a hearing.
Right.
And if I could just jump in, Greg.
Sure.
The court is still hearing tenant and landlord-related cases that relate to emergencies. So
okay.
If a tenant has had their water shut off, or if a landlord feels a tenant is destroying property, they still can seek relief from the court on those issues, just not standard eviction issues.
Okay, that sounds good. So I'm here with Judge Charles Greenalge and Paul Chant, attorney and partner at Cooper Cargill Chant for Drive Time tonight. And we're going to take a quick break to do a news brief, and we'll be back in a few moments, and we'll get some closing thoughts, gentlemen.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to be part of the conversation, last chance now, you can text in at 603-356-9145. Any last-minute questions or anything that you need clarified, that number to text 603-356-9145. We'll be back right after this news break.